This is Leah Penniman, science teacher at the Darrow School, here with my students Haven, Kia, and Taylor, who are going to present their research on the Hudson River.
Hey, I'm Taylor.
I'm Kia.
And I'm Haven. Today we will be discussing the Hudson River, in particular, its biodiversity and geology.
Some of you guys may be wondering what biodiversity is. Kia is going to answer for us. Take it away.
Biodiversity is just basically a variety of organisms all coexisting with themselves and helping each other out. But more specifically, aquatic organisms, because we're discussing the Hudson River. Also, organisms can be plants, animals, or bacteria.
And the geology of the river is what the riverbank and riverbed is made out of.
Now let's talk about the biodiversity of the river.
The Hudson River is basically made up of three basins, the lower, upper, and the Mohawk Valley.
Taylor, is the Hudson River polluted?
Yes, most of the Hudson River is polluted, though the lower basin has the most pollution due to it being downstream. To put it simply, all the pollution washes down.
Anyway, since the Hudson is made up of three natural basins, it has a wide scope of habitats.
What do you mean by habitats? Can you give some examples for the listeners who aren't sure what you're referring to?
I mean such things as streams, marshes, wetlands, bays, and other bodies of water. I actually just remember that the bays are the source of food for algae, which then become food for fish. It's a continuous cycle.
Okay, let's move on.
Wait, I just remember that the bays are a food source for the algae that grows in it. Also, the algae then become a meal for the newborn fish. It's an ongoing cycle.
Since we have a little bit more insights on the habitats, can you give some creatures that live in those specific habitats?
Sure, but how about a fun fact first?
Okay.
Did you know that the Hudson River is home to over 200 fish species?
Wow, I didn't know that. Isn't that interesting, Haven?
It really is. But the examples of the creatures?
Oh, yeah. So, since the lower Hudson is an estuary, which is where salt and freshwater meet, it allows for a vast array of organisms to inhabit it. For example, it temporarily homes to the migratory fish, the Atlantic sturgeon. The Atlantic sturgeon spends only a few moments of its life in freshwater, but then eventually goes to the Atlantic Ocean where it resides for the rest of its life.
Although the river has high biodiversity, it could decrease due to overfishing or commercial fishing and pollution. That's why we need to do everything in our power to keep the biodiversity stable.
Do you have any ideas of what we could do to preserve the biodiversity?
Actually, I do. We could start by consuming less fish so there wouldn't be need to as much to have fishing.
That sounds like an awesome idea. Taylor, would you be up for the challenge?
Definitely. It may be a little bit difficult, but I will do it for our biodiversity.
Okay, so we went over the state of the biodiversity in the Hudson River. Haven, can you tell us about the geology of the Hudson?
Well, I just recently went there the other day and saw that most of the Hudson Riverbed is compiled of gravel and rock. There were a couple marshy dirt spots, though. It was really amazing to be out and enjoying nature.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
The Hudson River is approximately 300 miles or 500 kilometers, and it flows through the upper New York Bay to the lower New York Bay. To be more specific, it begins in the Adirondack Mountains to Albany, and then ultimately goes to the Atlantic Ocean.
Do you know the maximum depth?
The maximum depth of the Hudson is 62 meters or 200 feet.
Whoa, let's talk about how the river was formed in the first place.
Okay.
The river was originally created during the last ice age. It was covered in snow about a mile thick.
Wow, that's cool.
We discussed the biodiversity and the geology. Who's ready to hear some fun facts?
It was called Mahi-Kani-Tuk, or the Great Mahjong by the native people. It means a river that flows two ways due to it being an estuary.
The Hudson Bay is the second largest in the world, coming behind the Bay of Bengal.
The river is also known as America's Rhine.
Well, I hope you like this podcast.
Bye, guys. Thanks again for tuning in.
Haven, signing out.
This is Leah Penniman, science teacher at the Darrow School. I'm here with my students, Haven, Kia, and Taylor, who just shared their research on the Hudson River.